Thank you for calling TalkRoute, the virtual phone system that's ready to do business anywhere, office, home, or on the road. For sales-related questions or to start a new service, please press 1. For tech, all calls are recorded for quality and training purposes.
For calling TalkRoute. This is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Hey there, Jess. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good as well. Thank you so much for asking. All right. Well, I'm just calling in regards to a phone number that I needed for a business of my friend. So I was just looking at your basic plans. All right. That is for $19 a month. All right, and just wanted to check up on that. Like, what do I get if I go ahead and sign up on it?
Yeah, so if you're looking at the basic plan, we're going to give you the phone number of your choosing, whether it's local or toll-free, and then we do give you the ability to forward calls from that number to any 10-digit number, like a cell phone or a landline phone, or you can even send calls to a computer using our desktop app or our web app. So that's the general basis of how we work. And then with this plan specifically, you do get a voicemail box, you get one user login, and you are able to ring multiple devices in sequential order.
Like if one of the lines is busy, like there's a phone call on that number, can it be dialed from that through that phone number? Like if I'm having one inbound call. All right, and if I'm dialing through the same number, will that be possible? It will cut off the first call.
So if you are already on the phone and somebody needs to make an outbound call with that number, they can still make an outbound call with it.
Okay, all right. So how many phone calls can I get in one time? Like, I'm signed in with that phone number, and I have, like, three more phones that are signed in with the same phone number. If I get, like, three calls at the same time, will all of the three person will be able to go ahead and pick that phone up or no?
Correct, yes. All three of them can. There is a limit for how many people can receive calls at once.
What is that limit?
Or it's 4 for that plan.
4?
Correct.
Got it. All right, okay. So I wanted to have, if there is a, because this is what we're getting for a business, all right, so if there is, like, a recurring customers of ours, all right, and can that be a function, like, if a recurring client is calling in, they can have, it could go through an IVR, like, hey, you can have an IVR on it, like, if you're a new client, press 1, and if you're a, you know, recurring client, press 2, can that be something that can be done?
Yeah, so the basic plan doesn't have that functionality, but the plus plan does, and that's the next plan. And that one gives you the IVR, so yes, they will have 10 different options that they can choose from. Of course, you don't have to use all 10 options if you don't want to, but you can customize your IVR, so callers hear specific options, and then the options go wherever you like.
Okay, well, if they're calling from option 2, like, yeah, go ahead and for the recurring client, please call option, please press 2, all right? And if I see it ringing on the phone, will it be featuring their phone number with the name, or how will that work?
So whenever you're receiving a phone call, for your options, you can have the incoming caller ID either display the caller's phone number or the virtual phone number. So either or is fine. If you decide to show the caller's phone number, the only way their name would appear is if their contacts are stored within your phone.
Okay. All right. So if I'm so it's not available in the basic plan, right? I cannot
the
have
IVR?
An IVR.
No. Right. The IVR is only on the plus plan or higher.
Okay. All right. Because she's the only person who is running the business at the moment. So what do you recommend? Mm-hmm. So should she go for the IVR thing or no?
Honestly, that's going to be more of like a personal choice because I can see a lot of benefits for having the IVR. I think it also gives you like the chance to make your business look a little bit larger, like multiple people are running it. But, you know,
there are no multiple people running it. That's the whole reason. She's the only one. And
right. So, but I'm saying to give like the impression that multiple people are. But it's up to you. So what I recommend is probably just starting off with the basic plan, and then if you do decide later on if you want to try out the IVR, you can. You can easily upgrade within your plan, and your account would upgrade right then and there.
Okay, so if I go ahead and sign up with you guys for $19 a month, all right, and you know, it will have one number, one mailbox, all right, and unlimited calling, inbound and outbound, correct?
Correct, yes.
All right, unlimited texting as well?
And not on the basic plan. You only get 500 messages per month.
500 messages per month, that's enough. Video meetings?
Oh. I'm sorry, say it again?
Video meetings?
Oh, yes. So we do have the video meeting option for the basic. Well, it comes with all of our plans, but with the basic plan specifically, you only get the video option, and then you get chat. So if you needed screen sharing or file sharing, you would have to go on to another plan.
Okay. Call forwarding and routing. That could be like if how will that work? Like if someone is calling on the toll-free phone number, how will their call be redirected over to a phone number?
So we provide you. Sure, we provide you with that option within your TalkRoute account. So when somebody dials the virtual phone number of your choosing, you can set it up so it can go to another 10-digit number, or the calls can just forward to the computer. So it's up to you. But either way, you would just set that up within your TalkRoute account.
It will be like a, DID, right? Direct inwards dialing. Like if someone calls a virtual phone number, it will be redirected over to a phone number. All right, so they're not dialing on the phone number, but they're getting a call on the personal phone number. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Got it. And you do have a desktop mobile phone that needs to be downloaded onto the phone in order to make all of this work, correct?
So we do have a mobile app, but the app is not required to receive calls on your cell phone. For receiving calls to a 10-digit number, we use something called PSTN, which is a public switch telephone network, and it basically means we forward calls directly to the device itself, and we're not forwarding the calls to the app. So, yeah, you don't necessarily have to have the mobile app to receive the calls. It's just more of a handy tool in this case.
Well, like how will I be able to go ahead and send text then if the it will be done through the application, right?
Correct, yes. So texting will be done through the app.
Got it. So it will be required an app to go ahead and send out the text messages and everything about it, right?
Yes. You can also use the computer app or you can use the control panel online.
Got it. All right. Okay. So what we can I'll just let you know, all right, whatever it is.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds perfect then.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
All right. You're very welcome. You take care.
You too. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Well, all right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Okay. Bye.